No one gave us a chance. A lot of people said it was going to be a blowout. Well, they were right.
It's You Better You Bet on the BetQL Audio Network.
I can't believe how awesome Jason Kidd is. I thought this guy was like the worst head coach of all time. Now he's in the Western Conference Final, making like the Bill Belichick style adjustments here and offering incredible quotes trolling the opposition after his team slays the Dragon on the road, wins by a million points, and now takes on the Golden State Warriors in the Western Conference Final. Hour two here on a magnificent May Monday. Nick Kostos and Will Brinson in for Ken Barkley. Ken returns coming up on Wednesday. We got so much National Football League coming your way here over the next couple hours. All our projections for week number one, monster teaser, way too early here for week number one. All our bets for tonight, series bets for the NHL and the NBA still to come. Bill Ryder is going to join us. Dennis Bernstein is going to join us. But joining us right now, as he does, and we are very lucky to have him almost every single magnificent May Monday here, and every magnificent Monday just in general, on You Better You Bet. A friend of mine, a friend of Will's, and a friend of yours, dear listener and dear viewer, because he's very generous with his time and awesome with his information, our pal Drew Dinsick, better known to you and yours as the Whale Capper, on Twitter at @whale_capper, NBC Sports Edge, and the Deep Dive Podcast with our pal Andy Molitor. Whale, welcome back to the show. Nick and Will, how's it going?
You know, I've had worse Mondays. the Suns loss yesterday was a tough one. I was obviously pretty heavily staked in the Suns making a run this year. Got some 20-1s last year when they opened those markets. Got down more at the beginning of the season after, you know, it was pretty clear that they were, I thought to be the best team in the Western Conference pretty comfortably. And to see it all go up in smoke like that was a tough watch yesterday.
At what point did you know it was done?
Man, I remember watching that first quarter and thinking it is a miracle they are down 10. And I didn't know that they weren't going to put something more special together, but about halfway through the second quarter, I pretty much tuned out. I mean, everything that went wrong, you know, could go wrong, went wrong. And everybody you needed to step up and perform in a moment like that was a no-show. And on the other side of the ball, the Mavericks were playing with house money and confident and loose and having a good old time out there. And it was, not something I expected to see, still kind of reeling with figuring out where it all went wrong and, you know, what happened there. But, you know, the signs were there for a lot of the postseason with the Suns. They just weren't clicking anywhere close to the same level we saw from those guys in the regular season. And, you know, it's a shame because, you know, I would have liked to have seen Chris Paul get another shot at the ring, but, you know, at 37 now and with that team kind of going to have to figure itself out this offseason, probably losing some pieces. I don't know that that this wasn't their best shot. So a tough ending for what was otherwise a great team to bet on this season. And, you know, that one's going to hurt for a while.
I don't really want to ask Drew a follow-up about Phoenix because you sound like somebody who's like lost and their dog died. And I don't blame you, like, because yeah, I know you jumped on it earlier. You were all over it. I mean, I guess, you know, Drew, when you're looking at when you're looking at Golden State and Dallas playing each other, I mean, does what Dallas did against the Suns give you hope that they can take out Golden State, or do you think that this is just going to be a Steph Curry, blowtorch session against the Mavericks?
Well, I actually would have made that series pretty close to a pick 'em. I don't see a ton of difference between these two teams, especially at their current stages. I would give Dallas every realistic chance to punch their ticket to a first ever finals for Luka and company. The way they're playing right now is sustainable. It is, you know, outstanding team defense. They're healthy. Luka definitely didn't have as many miles on him this season because he came in, you know, kind of out of shape and, you know, played his way into shape. And so he's a little bit more well-rested than some of these other guys out there. And, you know, he's performing at an MVP level right now and has been for, you know, the balance of a couple of months here. So, I have a lot more questions about what's going on with the Warriors and what they're, you know, if they have another gear, if we haven't already seen the best of that team. I think the market giving them so much credit that they're going to win this series is tough for me to, you know, sign up for at all. I'm probably going to skip game one just because, you know, the rest disparity is real. I think the rest disparity gives you a huge advantage in the Miami series and a smaller advantage for the Warriors. And so I'm kind of hopeful that the Warriors take care of business in game one, and then we'll have some huge price opportunities to come in on Dallas, both in game two to win and cover, and then, you know, come back and win that series. But yeah, everything that Dallas did against Phoenix is repeatable against this Warriors team. And in general, the Warriors are overrated.
So Will and I said in the last hour, we kind of agree, right? Golden State wins game one. We want to come back and play Dallas. But just to be clear here, Will, and I'm not saying that you want to make this bet right now, but like, sounds to me like you think Dallas is going to win the series, or maybe like you think Dallas is worth betting, maybe not in game one. And especially if you think the Warriors are going to win game one, then there's no point in betting the series right now. You'll get a better number here. But like, you think Dallas is going to win the series, it sounds like.
I don't make them favorite to win the series, but I'm at like minus 120 plus 120. And, you know, so I'm basically at a coin flip, and the market is telling you, no, the, you know, Warriors have a very sizable advantage, which I don't see. What to do with that information is always a fun game. Like basically five and a half for one game in Golden State in favor of Golden State is crazy. Crazy to me. I think, you know, fair price is probably closer to two and a half. Wow. And so, you know, if you have that big of a I know that, you know, Warriors have, you know, rest advantage coming off of game seven is miserable. Like, you know, just historically, like it does not bode well for.
I think we might have lost Whale. We'll get Whale back on the line here, guys. See what happened with Drew Dinsick, the Whale Capper, there in the midst of talking.
I was like, that's not how Drew ends sentences. I was like, did I just completely check out?
I don't know. We might have just lost his phone connection here. So, Jake, do me a favor. Just like type to us in the chat. Let us know when Whale is back, and we'll bring Whale back on the show here. That was interesting that he thinks that he'd make Golden State only a 2.5-point favor coming up in game number one against Dallas. I don't know that I agree with that necessarily, but like, Whale's pretty sharp. What did you think of that when he said it?
What shocked me more was when he said that he makes the series price like maybe even Dallas favored to win.
Well, I think it's Golden State -120, Dallas +120, close to a
But I mean that is a massive disparity from what the market is saying. And I respect Drew's opinion on NBA about as well as anybody else, especially when it comes to betting it. He's using hashtag Drew's digits here, right? To like say, you know, like next numbers. He does a very good job with the NBA. And I just think that's interesting, especially because it's not like, you know,
let's just do this. Just hold that thought, because we have Whale back here and we have limited time with him. So, Whale, I think like you were saying, you make it a coin flip here. I think we can move past Golden State and Dallas here. You're not going to bet game number one because of the rest of disparity here favoring the Warriors, but you give Dallas a real chance to win the series. And if Golden State wins game one, sounds like a prime opportunity to come back and bet the Mavericks to win the series. You bet with Nick and Will and for Ken, talking with the Whale Capper Drew Dinsick about the conference finals in the NBA. Let's get your thought here on Boston and Miami in the Eastern Conference final now, where Boston, despite not having home court, pretty big favorite in the series, minus 170, Heat about plus 140, at our show sponsor, Bet Rivers. Kyle Lowry, not expected, at least for game one, we'll see. Officially listed as questionable, but reports are out there that he's not going to give it a go. The Heat, just 1.5-point home favorites Tuesday night in game number one, total at 203.5. What about game one, Heat and Celtics, and then series thoughts, Heat and Celtics?
So for a neutral game state with equal rest between these two teams, I would say Miami -1.5 at home is perfectly fair. Like, that's pretty much on my number. But considering that Miami is coming into this one with extra rest, Boston is coming off of a very, very physical series and a very physical game seven, I think you have to give Miami some significant advantages in this particular game. I'm going to lay the points with Miami tomorrow. I'm going to hit that pretty hard. Ultimately, I think Boston can fight their way through and, you know, at least make a series out of this. But the current price of anything north of minus 150 for Boston is a tough sell, especially considering that I think, you know, and the market would agree, they're likely to lose game one. So why they would be such a prohibitive favorite in the series right now is kind of surprising to me. I think almost certainly if you have an appetite to bet Boston, you're better off waiting until after game one. And then vice versa, if you like Miami, I think today may be one of those only days you can get a plus money price on them. I think a lot of folks I've talked to, and I know in the professional community that have Heat in pocket at 5-1 because their path to this point in the playoffs was so much easier than Boston's and easier than Milwaukee's, easier than the Nets. And so a lot of us are already holding some pretty favorable tickets for Miami to get this thing done. I think you're going to have a lot of opportunities to bet road teams in this series, especially if there are market overreactions to what you see game by game. Like if Miami comes out and blows doors off because of the rest advantage, and then they're, you know, too big of a favorite in game two, I will very happily get involved coming back on the Celtics to level things up. But the Celtics have some serious questions about how they're going to answer the zone defense, the defense and the team that Miami, what Miami did to them in the bubble in the Eastern Conference Finals last time these two teams had a playoff series. It was a convincing win for Miami. Like, they were the better team. They deployed the zone defense that just completely confounded Tatum and Brown, and the offense was absolutely toothless. If that works again, and there's no reason to think that it won't, at least at the start of this series, then Boston's going to have a fight on their hands.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's very similar to what Nick and I were saying, too, is like that series price just feels out of whack if you think that Miami is capable of winning game one. And I mean, like, literally the market says that they're capable of winning game one because they are favored to win game one. So for me, I just think you look at that and I like that play. I like to bet Miami game one and then come back and grab the Celtics on the series to win it after game one. And depending on whatever the line is there in game two, Miami or Boston could look good. And when you look at these futures, I mean, I don't know if, you know, Golden State plus 120 at Bet Rivers, Boston 2-1, Miami 4-1, Dallas 6-1, or even, if there's a finals MVP action that you might like as well. Is there anything that stands out to you? I know our pal, old VR, Vegas Refund there, has like a 45-1 Luka Doncic finals MVP bet, which is pretty solid. I don't know if you've seen anything, Drew, out there that in the futures market that interests you at this point.
Well, that was a good play by him. I mean, if the Mavericks win it all, he has all of that equity in that market. So that's basically a 45-1 of the Mavericks winning, which is insane. And very good bet if you can find it. Right now I think the Mavericks are probably the only team that's, you know, truly mispriced. And I think it comes down to just the fact that I think that series is more of a coin flip. Ultimately, how do they match up against a team like the Celtics or a team like the Heat in the finals? It's another pretty coin flippy type of series. I think let's say the Mavericks are as good as we are now evaluating them and they beat the Warriors and go on to the finals, they would probably be about same kind of plus 180 range against the Celtics and maybe about plus 140-ish against the Heat. And they'll have the best player on the court in either of those series. I think it's pretty clear Luka Doncic is performing right now at a top three level. And even as good as Tatum has been in these playoffs, they would still have the better player in that series. And that means something. So, I think if I was going to get involved in the future right now, the only thing that really screams value is the Mavs. But again, because the game price is so out of whack in that series, in my opinion, I think you can basically do better betting them game by game until the market really does correct and give them their fair credit at this point.
Well, we got about 2 minutes left. I'd like to hit two more things with you. Number one, final thing on the NBA here. If you like the Heat to win the series, what do you think about Jimmy Butler to be Eastern Conference Finals MVP at plus 200 in lieu of betting the Heat plus 140 right now? Is that a viable bet, or would you give anyone else on Miami a good chance to win Finals MVP, Eastern Conference Finals MVP, if the Heat win the series? In about 30 seconds, and then I got one more for you.
Jimmy ought to have about 90 to 95% of that equity. I think there is a very, very small chance that any other Heat player stands out to the tune of warranting that award. And honestly, Jimmy Butler's been playing amazingly well and has always has against the Celtics. So I like that look.
Yeah, I'm in on that. Butler to be Eastern Conference Finals MVP. I think a better bet almost than the Heat to win the series, because I think if they're going to win the series, Butler's going to be the Eastern Conference Finals MVP. Final question here, Will, and maybe you have an answer to this and maybe you don't. Totally okay if not. But as of right now, on May 16th in the year of our Lord 2022, your favorite look for NFL Week 1 is what and why in about 30 to 45 seconds?
Bills to win in LA. I think that's a great spot for the Bills. Bills to get off to a great start for the season. That if you can get that at a pick 'em or money line plus money, I'm all about that. I think the Bills are the team to beat this year.
Wow, I kind of I think the Rams should be a small favorite. It's going to be a really fun offseason. Well, you're awesome, brother. You know we love you. We appreciate it. Wishing you the best of luck on all the bets coming up tonight. Sorry about your sons. At least the Rams got home. We got a lot more futures we're going to put in as time goes on, my friend. He is on Twitter at @whale_capper. Check him out, please, on the NBC Sports Edge. Check him out, please, on the Deep Dive Podcast. And we'll talk to you soon, brother.
All right. Take care, guys.
Drew Dixon joining us here on You Better You Bet. You just want to like the best guys, right?
He really is. He's like the nicest guy on the planet. Do you know what he does?
Yes, for a living. Yeah, he said it on the show the first time we had him on. He's an earthquake scientist.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing.
Back in the day, when we weren't on terrestrial and we could do hour long interviews, I think I stopped the interview when we did 20 minutes just on that. Eight follow up questions. There's no way this is actually true. How much anxiety is in your everyday life trying to figure out when California is going to split into the sea? Quick break here on Monday. And on the other side, maybe for good reason. NFL Week 1 coming up next.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.